With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, season 6, episode 6, Messing with the Kid. Some of us think it was awesome. Some of us think it was a dumpster fire. But we are going to find middle ground because there was some cute shit in this episode from October 20th, 2008. Ready, set, go. Would you guys love and hate?
Oh, I liked this episode. I was surprised you said you didn't like it.
You know what? I like parts of it, but this is my overall. And the fans, I have seen your feedback. I know you don't like it when I pick on things. However, as a professional who watched this episode with her 13-year-old child, what I will say is that it felt like each actor only had one day available and everything was like the same blocking, the same set, like the same thing over and over again. And the dialogue was all a reminder of old basic shit that we already know. Mm. Like there's a conversation in particular between Haley and Brooke where it's like, you're the strongest person I know because ABCD. You're the strongest person I know because ABCD. And I was just like, what executive note did we get from Warner Brothers where they were like, hey guys, nobody remembers anything from the previous 5 seasons. Can you remind them all in one episode?
I mean, maybe they were focused more on the comedy because there were a lot of quips and a lot of jokes and a lot of good one-liners and stuff. So I'm wondering if maybe they were just like, we just need a funny, light episode. And so they gave it to Harrow and Strauss and said, please just make this funny. And so that's really the only thing it seemed like they were focused on.
Ron, yeah.
I also get the sense, like,
Because the humor and the quips and everything, I really enjoyed. I thought some of the comedy in this episode was great. And then the things that started to kind of turn into that, like, womp, womp, what are we doing? why are we doing exposition together over coffee?
Yeah, you guys are best friends. You know each other. Yeah.
Like, I liked the way the scene started. And then I went, oh, wait, are we just going to volley the same compliment back and forth? And it felt to me like one of those, I don't know, the thing that it lit up in my brain was, is this a bridge episode to remind, like, maybe the fans who started in 5 or 6 of some things, because there's some stuff coming. Like, I get that sense that maybe they're trying to lay pipe for something. I don't know.
Did you just say lay pipe?
Oh my God, I meant lay pavement. It was in my head. I was seeing a road. Oh boy.
That would have been a better episode, you know, honestly.
It's really early and I have clearly not had this coffee yet.
Poor Lucas couldn't lay pipe this episode.
Oh my God. I loved it. Let's talk about your storyline. I loved it. It was my favorite. It was really nice. Here's what I have to say about this, because every relationship needs levity. It needs jokes. Yeah. It needs, you have to laugh with each other. It was great. I don't think I've ever seen Peyton belly laugh on this show.
No, never. That was the first time.
Yeah. And like, you can't have a relationship sustained on drama and ups and downs and trauma bonding and all the, like, we have to know why they actually like each other's company.
Yeah.
And I saw it.
Weird episode to watch with your son. He just, like, Jeff's in the city with George. And so Gus, like, wandered in this morning while I was watching the episode and was like, what's this? And I was like, I don't remember. Sit down, kid. And like, once you're in, you're in. And for him, he's seen this couple play the way he sees his dad and I play, where, you know, anything that's high stress in our household, we make a joke out of. And that's how we keep things light and cool. So for him, that looked really normal. And he didn't like his mom, you know, walking around in a t-shirt. But it was cool to see him be like, oh, this couple is a no-brainer. He likes Lucas and Peyton together. And so, as a palate cleanser after this episode, because I was a little wah-wah afterwards, especially with the freeze frame on Jamie at the very end, which was so
weird. That was a no, dog.
I was like, Gus, do you want to watch the pilot? Because he's, you know, he's a theater kid and he wants to get back into basketball and he's been talking about it all week. Oh. And I was like, watch the pilot, see what happens. And for him to watch the beginning of Peyton and Lucas this morning and fucking jump up out of his seat when Lucas hits the game winning shot in the pilot and like tells Peyton, I'll be seeing you. The child jumped off the couch. It was adorable. And then to watch this episode where like Peyton and Lucas are now together and everything's great. It was cool to watch the magic of this relationship unfold for a brand new set of eyes. And to your point, I like that there was fun in this episode. I like that maybe we didn't have the budget to do one of our big, big, big episodes. So we just brought everybody into house arrest. We're all just, Sophia opened that door so many times in this episode.
Who's behind door number 2?
The Brooke Davis apartment door got a workout. House arrest. We were all on house arrest for years with our people.
Okay, but I really want to know, because we're talking about, Joy, you and I are talking about what we enjoy about seeing Hillary and Chad like laugh together and play together and have these jokes. But what don't you like about it?
Yeah, why don't you like that?
Is it that it feels like a device and you guys managed to make the device good in the pages?
Yes. So the whole like shtick of, I read an article and it was clear to me that women had no say in this script. Like Peyton freaking out about this article and like, oh no, blah, 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 blah. It just, like, I remember thinking it was dumb when we were doing it. And I even said to Gus while we were watching it, I was like, look, this is how actors take something that they think is dumb and commit to it in such a way that you earn your paycheck. And so we did work really hard to make it fun. And what I liked is that Chad and I made the choice together. Because I remember having a conversation that we were never going to be mad at each other. Like, there was a little bit like, are you going to get irritated with each other? Mm. And it was like, no, he's good. Like, each volley of the War of the Roses was an opportunity to impress one another with our creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that felt fun. But then, like, Haley getting into a physical altercation with the mom at school.
No,
and like
that was
the way
silly.
The way that all the women were talking in this episode,
yeah.
That it was clear there was not a female executive anywhere to be seen.
Guys, sweet Kelsey coming back. The joy of seeing Gigi,
yes.
And then having her be like, I'm just having lots of sex. And I wish I'd had sex with you. And I also have sex with girls. I was like, what 8-year-old boy wrote this?
Yeah.
Like, women don't talk that way. And if we want to flirt with someone who we're like, man, I've had a, you know, mm-hmm. really should have done this differently the last time I had a shot. Like, we're not going to talk like that.
Way more coded and clever. Women are so much more clever than all this just like blatant. Wah, wah.
It was great seeing her face on the screen. I sure was happy to see her. But yeah, I really wish they had given her something a little more interesting to do.
Yeah.
Everybody like looked good in this episode. Where did we all come from? Everyone's kind of like tan and in a good mood.
I have that note too. I was like, I have a tan. Hillary's got a tan. You were all,
Mouth
hell, you
has
were all
a
glowy.
Tan.
You're, oh yeah. Lee had a tan. You had fresh highlights, Hill. Soph, you had a haircut.
Yeah.
Did we have a hiatus?
Maybe we had a hiatus.
It aired at the end of October, which means if we were 6 weeks ahead in shooting, mid-September, I mean, what a dreamy time in Wilmington. It's still hot enough to go to the beach,
right.
But it's not so humid that you think you're going to die when you're outside.
And the tourists are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe this was one of those years where we were all just like on the beach on the weekends.
Yeah, I think so.
Those were good times.
They were. And it's interesting because that spirit of play that like you can kind of see on everybody's faces and how you're talking about you two really wanted to make sure you kept it playful instead of bickering.
Yeah.
Especially because the device of like, oh, a woman's read something and now she's upset is like
it's
like so Victorian and dumb.
Yeah.
Victorian.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, the woman has learned to read and now she's on the fainting couch. Like, what is going on?
So the stupid. Woman learned to read.
I hate it.
That's what irritated me. I couldn't articulate it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very pedantic. But I will say you guys infused play into it. And Joy, you said it. Watching Peyton belly laugh is fun.
Yeah.
Watching, for me, remembering the sort of this kind of like frustrated comedy with good one-liners I got to do in Brooke, that was always really fun for me. Joy, even though it's ridiculous that Haley would like get into a fist fight with this mom, it's fun to watch you like fired up and to have to watch Nathan talk Haley off a ledge, you know?
Yeah.
And then Nathan's playing, everybody's playing. Him with Jamie and on the slam ball court and, you know, Chad's playing with you. It's like, I don't know. It is really nice. As silly as some of the devices are, it's really nice to see everybody just having a good time together.
Yeah. I think it's totally, I mean, I don't know, Hill. I thought it was totally reasonable that she would be goofing around. I think it went too far in the direction of what you're talking about. But the idea that she would wake up, be reading a magazine article. If they had written it a little bit more with a little lighter of a tone and go, you know, start mentioning these things and then they get into it and then the day just progresses and it's like, oh, I'm drawing a line on the floor and that you just play with each other. That feels realistic to me that I could see two people in a relationship just having fun, goofing off all day long and just the one-upping each other. It's a fun way to just play.
You know what I liked about it?
You guys have talked me into it. Fine. All right.
Oh,
fine.
Good. Good. What I will say I liked about it, even though I hate the Victorian nature of it all, is that what it does allow, sometimes when you don't know how to have an uncomfortable conversation with someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, remember parents used to say this to us about watching our show with their kids. This helps me talk to them about relationships. It helps me talk to them about sexuality. It helps me talk to them about drinking. I like that we get to see that, you know, it's not necessarily a big deal, but you are uncomfortable that you haven't actually moved in. Yeah, and you do want to sleep in a grown-up room. And
oh, thank God. I was so happy Peyton finally was like, can we please not sleep
finally
in wait, did we bed? Ever read the synopsis?
Oh, shoot. We did.
No. You guys, we got so fired up about this. All right. All right. We're going to give it to you now. So these were all just teasers. These were teasers for you. Somebody read this thing.
Season 6, Episode 7, Messing with the Kid, air date October 20th, 2008. Nathan and Haley must parent Jamie in the face of a school bully while Lucas and Peyton adjust to life as a live-in couple. Brooke finds being a role model not as easy as she expected, and Marvin tries to get his old job back.
Oh,
I love their storyline.
I did too. Thank God Peyton wanted to move into the Karen's bedroom, the like master bedroom. That's all I'm going to say. It was needed.
You know, the only other episode that Gus had ever seen before was when Lindsay was living with Lucas, and there was an episode where she's asleep in bed and he's like dinking around at the typewriter, like watching her sleep. Yeah. And even my child was like, why are they in his childhood bedroom? Like, that's weird. And so I like that Peyton is messing with him. I remember what it was. So the whole thing about Lucas not being able to like get it up.
So funny.
I remember that was like a thing because Chad was he committed to it. He played it really, really well. But I remember it feeling like a dig. And I remember, like, you know, when you're like a young stud actor on TV and your storyline is that you can't perform, he committed to his job, but it wasn't fun for him. Embarrassing. Like, it's an embarrassing thing. But it was in his mom's bedroom. Like, I get it. I 100% get it. But you know, sometimes when we would get thrown those storylines where you're like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
He was a very good sport about it, which made me laugh even harder. I mean, I'm like, I legitimately had a great time doing those scenes because he was so butthurt that I was laughing.
Yeah, the end of it when he calls, like, I'm going to call Lindsay. And you're like, I mean, if you think that would help.
Yeah, fine. You should call her. I love how unthreatened Peyton is by Lindsay.
Yeah, that was really, that was a good move. That was a power move.
I liked it. But I think my favorite thing was Fergie coming in at the end.
Yes. Every time I see those River Court boys, it makes
They're
me so happy.
They're so funny.
Yeah,
like
it was great.
Junk checking his phone to see if he got a text.
Yeah, those little moments were so gold. My favorite line of the whole episode was, I don't remember ordering bad Italian.
Oh my God. What a weird
spit take.
Comeback. Like the Owen of it all.
I feel like that's also one of those storylines where I don't know if Joe had started working on True Blood or what was going on, but he just disappeared. And then Steven was back, but then Steven disappeared. Now Joe's back. I feel like it must have had something to do with availability because I can't imagine they would have just been so sloppy, but maybe they were so sloppy and the message boards were going so crazy that they were like, oh man, we really need to explain this. We really need to do something about this.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was really fun. It was another sort of bantery, one-uppy, but in a sincere way. And I appreciated that his character stepped up and apologized, and I liked it.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I have been, I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Going on there's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Joe and I always had really good chemistry. Like,
yeah.
We always had so much fun working together. We laughed a lot. And I think there's when Brooke and Owen played tension, it was always just really fun for us to be like, ooh, how are we going to dial this one up? And
yeah,
there's something about that volley when it's a little spicy, that then when someone pierces that with some vulnerability, really chooses to share something, that the energy changes. It's like the ball stops midair in a good way. And I really, I enjoyed watching that. I enjoyed watching him make that turn. I was like, I deserve an apology. Brooke deserves an apology. That feels nice. Yeah,
she absolutely does. After all that, and he just bails and sends Chase over instead.
Ugh, yeah, like, come on.
Stupid. Gross. Stupid.
Gus didn't like it. Gus, really? Because Brooke lays out such a strong case.
Yeah.
Right? And is like, you did this and this and this and this and this, and just reads him the riot act and is clear and not emotional, but just like super factual about the way things played out and how cruel and immature it was.
Yeah.
And his answer is, you're right. I'm sorry. And then he offers up a whole bunch of excuses. And Gus was like, I do not care about his heroin problems. What does that have to do with anything? Right? Like, Gus was just so put off. Like, who wrote this? They thought that was a good apology. And so I love seeing things through the perspective of these young, like when I showed him Breakfast Club, he was like, this is repulsive.
Yeah. What did he think would be a sufficient apology? Did he venture?
Did he say, yeah?
Because I think it went straight into flirting. It was like, you're right, and I'm sorry. You want to come see me tonight?
Yeah, I won't run away next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't feel sincere to him because there was still like a flirtation in it instead of
an agenda
like,
attached.
I think Gus wanted him to understand the gravity of it. You know, where it's like, if you stand me up for a date saying, you know what, you're right, I'm sorry. But if you ghost someone who's going through like trauma, like, Rachel has OD'd in Brooke's apartment. Her mother is trying desperately to destroy her. She just moved to town. She's on her own. Her best friend just moved out and left her. She lost this baby she wanted desperately. That's when you say, I'm so fucking sorry. That's like when you bring it into like the depths of sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, and my little feminist son was not impressed.
Well, and good, this really, that's so cool. And really what this is it does feel like one of those TV moments where they're like, let's wrap it up in a bow. And it would be so much cooler to let it sit and then have him ask her out in 607.
Yeah. They can't afford 608, 609.
608, yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's how real life works. You just want to see a sincere moment, a sincere apology, somebody just being genuine. And it takes time. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry's great, though. Like, you two, I think, like, there's no need to draw it out because the audience just wants to see you guys back in a friendly space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so let's not belabor it. This is just... Yeah. It's just the Morgans being nitpicky, you guys.
No, but I appreciate it. It's really funny. Like, I have this friend, Tom, who's always looking at the women in his life. And he's like, how did we let you all set the bar so low? He gets really upset. And I wrote down, taking notes about this, like, you know, that Brooke is willing to call him out on his avoidance, that she does laundry list all the facts, that, you know, the part of me that really prioritizes mental health gets that he has avoidant attachment because he has, you know, his own trauma, his addiction stuff, whatever. But I literally wrote, I was like, ironic that she does all the work and him getting over the bar is, I'm sorry, could I just try again?
yeah.
That's it.
Like, he has to do almost nothing. And she's like, that might be nice.
No, she gave him a note that said, check yes or no. And he wrote, I'm the asshole. Yes. Fine.
Oh. Yeah, but it's what we've been conditioned to do it.
We're just middle schoolers deep down.
He just whoop right over the bar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, I'm over here now. Brooke, however, is some kind of superhero who makes 10 capes in like an hour. Did we notice that?
Yeah.
I loved this parenting. I loved this parenting so hard. I've lived it. I loved watching this. And while the men who wrote this episode have never spoken to women before, they're alien to women. They must have experienced some sort of childhood bullying or interaction like this because this was, I loved it. It was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It goes so much deeper than these options, right, that we've been taught and that you guys discuss in that first scene. No, you don't hit a bully. You walk away. It's like, so you either get hit or you hit someone. I don't know, man. What's in the middle? And to see the dad figure out the middle, to figure out how to come in and shift the narrative.
Yeah.
And be a hero and let his son be a hero. It was just so sweet. And the fact that it managed to make all the kids be nice to each other, I was like, more of this, man.
Yeah, I agree. That's the kind of thing you want to see. I liked watching Nathan put his power into practice.
I mean, especially because Dan Scott is fucking awesome in this episode.
Every line.
I grew up with Dan Scott parents, just so you know. Like, I had a bully in elementary school and used to make me cry all the time. And my parents were like, well, you know why they're a bully? Because their dad's a fucking alcoholic that cheats on their mom. And so they were like, so next time they come for you, you just tell them that. Right? This is like elementary school. And I did.
Oh, gosh.
And it was cruel and unusual. And you grow up and you learn empathy and you're like, oh, Christ, like, what a nightmare. Like, why would anyone encourage this? And so with my son, Gus gets bullied all the time. And we have very different conversations about like the trickle down effect of bullying and why it happens and how to avoid it and how to remove yourself from those situations. And so I loved that Nathan could have grown up in this Dan Scott household and been like, we're not going to repeat this cycle. Mm-hmm. We're going to get creative instead. And instead of being a threatening parent, I'm going to be the most fun parent. I'm going to be the one that shows up and somehow weasels my way into the classroom in the middle of the day. Nathan's a good dad.
He's been really figuring it out. I've really been enjoying his storyline the last couple of seasons. The way he's the most steady climber.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think Brooke makes huge strides too, but they're more leaps and it's like, I don't play video games, but whatever the one is where you're like jumping from mushroom to mushroom.
Yeah.
It's like, dude,
is that Mario?
She gets the peaks and valleys.
Yeah,
Nathan's
yeah.
really like on the staircase.
He's a steady climber. It's just small increments. It's habitual change, one small step after another. I just love watching him grow. He's all grown up.
Yeah, but you guys are so hot together. Like Haley going back to, I'm going to punch you in your face, junior year, senior year in high school, Haley.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
While it doesn't happen in real life, you guys, moms are much more passive aggressive at the pickup line or drop off line. I like seeing Haley, you know, fight. Like, who'd you fight? Didn't you fight Greenberg's ex? Didn't you get that chick?
Was it a man? I thought Nikki. It was Danielle. Did I fight Nikki?
No, I fought Nikki. But did you also fight Nikki?
No, no, there was somebody else. There was some other girl. She was only in it for an episode. It wasn't Nikki, but she did have black hair. I can't remember. And then I also like I slapped Rachel. I mean, Haley is definitely just not.
Poor Danielle got slapped by everyone.
She does not have a handle on her physical aggression. But this one escalated rather quickly because... Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, the first thing that mom said, I think it's better if we let them work it out themselves. I actually was like, you know, that's reasonable. I probably would do the same thing. I don't know that I would want to get involved yet. Mm-hmm. But then she just started hitting below the belt and super nasty. I was like, this did not go where I thought it was going to go. And I really didn't remember doing this scene. So I just...
You don't remember tackling this broad in front of the church?
Nope. Totally surprised. It shocked
That's
me.
Fun. But also like that would happen and it wouldn't like... And that Jamie would just go to school like normal.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
This preschool... Or kindergarten, whatever the hell it is, needs new administration because people are just walking into that playground.
Walking in and out of there all willy-nilly.
Kids are getting kidnapped in this joint.
That was something from the last episode I don't think I ever brought up, which was the fact that Dan just picks Jamie up after school and they go off. I'm like, does this kid not know yet that he can't just go home with anybody that shows up at school?
No.
It's like, I'm here to take you to home today.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dan, oh, I just loved him. Hold on. You should tease him about his alcoholic mother. Scott men are inherently better.
Like, yes. Ooh. And school was never my strong suit either. Good thing we're both handsome. Mm-hmm.
Just every wrong thing.
That's it. These writers, they understood Dan. My guys, there's going to be a gold star that goes toward Dan waiting out front and seeing the mother and yes. saying, oh, sorry, I'd love to join you for your morning drink, but I'm late for a meeting with my parole officer. Murder.
Murder.
And the window.
They so understood good. That assignment. Yeah. They understood the Dan of it all.
It's loved really it. Nice to see Paul having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I'm realizing as we're talking about it, that even though their storyline is so fractured, you can tell how much fun James is having mm-hmm. in all these scenes. And you can tell how much fun Paul is having in these scenes. And there's something really sweet about these two men. Granted, you know, Nathan in the storyline is really breaking those familial curses, but they're really having fun as a dad and a grandfather. Yeah. And it's just nice. Like, they've been through so much heavy shit and they're both having a great time and it's fun to watch.
I mean, maybe Scott men are
inherently better.
Like, the shoe fits.
It sure looks like it on that slam ball court. I am so impressed with James's. He takes an assignment and just goes full on, throws himself fully yeah. into it. He was having so much fun. And I remember him practicing all the time and learning everything. I mean, the boys were having a ball with that court mm-hmm. on stage or on our lot.
It was sort of like grown-up recess.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't get recess. And when you're shooting a TV show for our friends at home, you're at work, like, you know, there's a 2-hour pre-call and you do like a 12 to 14 hour shooting day. So especially for the girls, we're there like 16 plus hours. Mm-hmm. The closest you get to recess is like, I have to pee now. And you run across the sound stages and then you run back because you don't want camera to have to wait for you. And suddenly yeah. there was this court and you could like, it's like in a movie where, you know, somebody opens a door and then suddenly they're in the snow somewhere, not their backyard.
Narnia.
It was our Narnia.
Yeah, it's very Narnia. And you could just walk through Narnia. This door and we had a playground.
Slam ball mm-hmm. Narnia.
So it turned into like, well, it's going to take 15 minutes to relight and people would just run and jump on trampolines. I loved that.
James would be a hot Mr. Tumnus, like with those fucking goat legs. No
the
shirt.
Goat legs.
I don't really know would. How that ties into this episode, but it's throwing everything else at the wall. So why not?
You're having an image and now you want to run with
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Narnia. Goat legs Narnia. On the trampoline.
Oh my I'll gosh. Take it.
But yeah, your whole storyline, seeing how he gets that little twinkle in his eye when mm-hmm. Haley gets worked up is fun to watch. Because yeah. it's yeah. as much as like all the storyline has been like, Haley, you saved him. You saved him. Yeah. He helped her come out of her shell too.
Yeah, he's uh-huh. rescuing her too, just as much.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Well, it's nice to see all the little bits of spice in this episode feel fun. And when he starts to kind of poke at you about how you lost it, and then you guys wind up making out in the kitchen, like...
Super cute.
He's like, he's into spicy Haley, and it's fun. I'm into you two in this.
I mean, she was like putting out fires. She was being a supportive wife. She was being a bulldog with this lady. She was trying to build her own dream. Oh, Grace Potter.
Grace Potter is so
fabulous.
The best.
Wow. God, her voice is amazing. She was so fun to have.
Do you guys remember how like giddy we all were when she was coming? And we were like, how are we going to talk to her? How are we going to make her our friend? Should we invite her out? Is that desperate? Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should wait. Like the excitement that we were going to get to hang out with her was so palpable. And then, I don't know, we weren't there for that scene, that series of scenes you guys did. I was like, wait, the first episode we see her, she's like busking?
Busking, yeah.
Grace Potter? It was so funny to me, but it worked, you guys. You made this thing that getting back to playing music for fun, it really worked. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah. How'd you beat the crowd off?
Yeah.
God, that's another. I just meant like, how did you push like fans back?
Well,
we are unwell. Oh boy.
It's a Saturday, you guys.
We needed a very large stick.
Yeah. No, but like for all the fans that at this point were in season 6, they would gather, but you had to make it look like a natural crowd instead of a swarm.
Yeah, because the people who are going to be on camera had to sign a waiver and all, you know, you can't just put anybody on camera. But they did put up signs that were like, if you're walking through here, you may be recorded. But we did kind of draw a crowd. It was fun. I mean, I don't know that a lot of people who were just wandering downtown Wilmington knew who Grace Potter was, unless they had promoted it. But it was kind of before social media was a thing. So I don't know if that was happening. But I do remember working with Grace and going into the studio, and music was a big part of my life at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And so that was really fun to work with somebody who was so talented and experienced. And I really admired her songwriting ability and her, there was something that she does with her voice that's just so, it's Joss Stone does the same thing. It's just raw. She just kind of opens up and the sound is a guttural sound. It's not like a trained thing. And it's something that, as someone who grew up doing a lot of theater, I've always wanted to be able to do that. And it's a scary thing to just, it's the same feeling as screaming, but you just know how to shape the sound. And it's not a thing that you hear on stage very often, unless you're Adam Pascal. And so I think it was really fun to be able to watch her in real time do that, and inspired me. But we had fun on set, and she was super cool. And we got to record a song together. I had a song wasn't on the radio, but it was on whatever, wherever people were buying. It was on our soundtrack, right? Is that what it was? CDs?
Soundtrack, iTunes, all that.
iTunes was a thing. Yeah. But she was a class act. Just a cool girl.
Did you guys ever listen to The Penguin, the radio station in Wilmington?
Yeah.
It was like, it was like the indie.
Like Jack FM kind of?
Yeah.
It was really like Michael Franti, and like, they were playing Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Like they were playing stuff that wasn't top 40. It was kind of more like college alt rock, you know, alternative radio. And that's where I heard her for the first time. That Toothbrush on My Table song that she had put out just like right before she came out here. And it was like, holy shit, that girl's coming. And Beth Crookham, who worked on our show, knew how to get her to come out. She made friends with her manager and was like, oh, we're going to have drinks at this bar in town after work if you guys want to come. I was like, Beth, you're a genius.
Yeah.
So and so we ended up going out with them. What was the name of that place? It was over by Karen's Cafe. It was right around the corner from Karen's Cafe. It was like a restaurant martini
Mana?
Bar. Maybe? Yeah.
Was it the one upstairs?
No.
No, not upstairs.
No, but it was... I remember exactly what you're talking about being like thrilled that this person that we were listening to on the radio, that like, oh, and she was so legit. She had so much street cred. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that y'all were singing the song from Tangled.
Oh, that's funny. Was that in Tangled? It was also in
Mandy Moore.
That song
sings
got
Tangled.
So much play. She doesn't sing it as Rapunzel, but I think it is the ending song, like the end credit songs.
Yeah, Mandy Moore sings it.
But it also was in Confessions of a Shopaholic, the Isla Fisher movie.
Mm. Really?
And then it was somewhere else too. Like her music manager got that song everywhere. So it's cool. Trending on TikTok right now. That's so funny.
Listen.
Apparently.
She's a legend.
We just got news. We need to do a little video for that.
She was a good little actor, too. Why didn't we keep her around?
I think she left our show to go out on tour.
Can we also talk about Ashley Ricards in this episode? Because she's so talented. Mm-hmm. That scene in the diner could have gone so many different ways. Mm-hmm. She really nailed it. I feel like she didn't even need any direction. I mean, I don't know. You know, I liked Greg's instinct as a director emotionally most of the time. But she just had...
It.
She had the instinct. I really, really enjoyed her choices.
Me too. It was so fun to work opposite her. And it really, you know, we're in this sort of season of Brooke's development where she's figuring out what she wants as a person. It doesn't have to be about anyone else. It doesn't have to be about a partner. And this independence and this desire to be a parent that she finds was so sweet to explore with Angie, but like, you know how hard it is to act with babies. Like you're just managing a being and trying to keep them from crying. and, you know, deal with diapers and whatever. So for me, it felt really special to get more of that, of this exploration of identity with someone I could act with and see myself in. And I think they did such a good job, and Haley points it out so often, in crafting these similarities between Brooke and Sam. They come from very different circumstances, but they have similar reactions to their versions of abandonment.
Yeah, Brooke's used to people giving up on her all the time too.
Yeah, and to do that with someone, it's so intimate. And I love when women get the opportunity to have, especially on shows like ours, intimacy that isn't about like, but I love him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Help me deal with this male problem.
Yeah. It just was really, I don't know. I remember watching the episode gave me this sort of feeling of refreshment and nostalgia. And I remember how cool it felt then. I remember how much fun I had working with Ashley. And it's special to really enjoy it now. Like that feeling has lasted across, you know, more than a decade.
Yeah.
She's so raw in her performance. Like a lot of the time with young actors, child actors, you know, they learn their lines with their mom or their dad and they develop tics, right? Yeah. Where it's like, this is my bag of tricks.
Yeah. Cause the parent is telling them how to perform the line, the parent who is not an actor.
Yeah. There's always a wink in it, you know, and it felt so real, her reveal that that's my mom over there. And I love that they had the mom looking super happy.
Yeah.
Right. She wasn't some destitute woman. She was a perfectly happy, functional person that just didn't want her. And that hurt so much worse.
Yeah.
And that was when the episode ended, Gus was like, that was the best part of the episode for him as like a teenage viewer. He loved that. And he really connected with that character and was like, that girl's so good. She's so good. She's my honorable mention in this episode.
Mine too.
Yeah. She has a way of, I agree with you. There does tend to be a wink with a lot of performance, especially in an episode where there's a lot of comedy. It's really easy to just kind of keep everything light and
like the Disney Nickelodeon.
Yeah, training. She could have done it like a little petulant and just meh. You know, it's fine. I'm used to people giving up on me and tough. And when I watch her, I'm instantly watching a film. I'm watching a show on HBO. Her performance translates. It doesn't matter what format she's in. I think a lot of people as actors come into shows and you try and fit the show that you're on, like, oh, is it a comedy? Is it like a really dark, intense drama? Is it a teen soap? Is it a real soap? What any of those things, but her performance just translates all of it. It's like you could put her in a huge big budget studio movie with that performance, and you can put her in a sitcom, and you could put her in One Tree Hill, and it all works no matter where, which I think is the mark of a really good performer.
She was cute. I like that kid.
But my honorable mention goes to the color red, which was finally introduced to Tree Hill in this episode. Did anyone notice?
Everywhere?
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. Somebody just decided, like, we're done with purple and now everything will be red.
It also made me giggle that when Peyton and Lucas get into Karen's room, it's like red and gold and satin and candles everywhere. I was like, are y'all on True Blood suddenly? Uh-huh. Like you looked like you were in a vampire's lair.
Yeah,
yep. Sure.
It was so bizarre. Yeah.
That was the stuff that like took me out of the episode because it just, everything just felt a little disjointed. So it was lots of delicious morsels, but it was like mixing Hershey Kisses with, I don't know, custard. Like delicious each on their own.
Couldn't wait
but together,
to see where you were
like,
going to go with that.
Together's a not so much.
Yeah, I didn't love it. However, there was another thing in the apartment that really weirded me out. Did anyone notice that at the end of the episode where Peyton and Lucas are in the kitchen and they're finally like pulling off all the tape and they're kissing, that on the refrigerator, there is a picture that Psycho Derek took
of Peyton in
and
her cheer uniform
all over her bed in the cheer uniform.
Stop.
And it's used as set dressing in the house.
What?
Okay, hold on. Yeah. You just called that out. And I remember last week, there's something we didn't talk about. And something is going on with set dressing in this season, because the Psycho Derek picture is in 607. And in 606, that mirror that I hated the most, Brooke's like assault mirror.
Oh, yeah.
With the words, Peyton changes the words for her, but the handwriting is the same.
Aww.
Like the same person did Brooke's handwriting and Peyton's handwriting. And I was like, you guys, come on.
Did they not know by now that our fans were real and present and paying attention? They're detectives, you guys. Our fans are detectives.
And I'm just like, are there so many sets to manage? And six seasons in, are there so many pictures of us that people are forgetting that, like, some of those pictures were taken by people who went to prison for assaulting the people the pictures are of? Like,
you really should have been in a file.
It's got to be a different photo.
Yeah.
Why isn't it in a photo of Peyton and Lucas? And like,
no.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
Maybe we just had a new department head or some new people came in or something, because the colors were different. Like, everything started to shift and look a little bit different. So maybe. But it still should have been in a file. That blows my mind that photo was on the fridge.
It was so funny.
I did not catch that.
Right over their shoulder as they're kissing.
Yes. It's right behind you. It's like a haunting. I didn't like it. Like an orb in the corner.
Ugh. The last time Peyton was on house arrest was when she was held hostage. Gross.
Oh my gosh.
Gross.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Can we discuss the freeze frame on Jamie?
Why did they do that?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't think we've ever done a freeze frame. Have we?
Also, the kid's walking to camera. He's doing a whole walk toward the lens. Why not just let him walk into camera and fade to black? The freeze frame that is like 1992, like the TV version of Mrs. Doubtfire. What are we doing?
Yeah, it should have been like, bring, you know, when they do the little...
Like, oh, like the reading rainbow logo.
Yeah, or, yeah. The little text goes over his head.
The more,
honestly,
you know.
If they would have done that, it would have at least been like a shtick. This was just so weird.
Just making choices. You know, sometimes you just want to make some choices as an artist, and this was one.
We don't do like call-ins on our show. But this is a moment where I'm like, I wish the phone would ring and Greg Prange would be on the other end and we'd be like, tell us who made you do that.
Yeah, why'd you do that? They ran out of footage.
No, yeah, I bet that that's what happened. They ran out of footage. Like somebody said cut too early, or somebody walked in front of the frame, or just something happened and they didn't have enough. They just didn't have enough camera runway. I think that has to be it, right?
And our fan base was so consistent. Like, we had the 2 million views every week that they were like, listen, they're not going anywhere. Okay, make it a freeze frame.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to piss anyone off. We didn't talk about Mouth and Millie, you guys.
They were so sweet. And again, to see people having fun. I know I keep coming back to that word, but when she wakes up, especially because the episode opens on Peyton dreaming and the cage and the thing. And you're like, wait, what's going on? And then she wakes up. Millie waking up, not understanding quite where she is, like what state she's in, what's happening. And then realizing he's home. It pierced my heart in the sweetest way. I love watching these two together. I love watching them be romantic and laugh. And their chemistry is so good.
Yeah.
They're just the best.
I was thinking about her future storyline of becoming a cocaine addict.
What?
Oh, boy.
Stop. Stop.
And I'm just watching this sweet face and their sweet relationship and what a solid person she is. And I'm like, on what planet does someone who has such a solid character, like a moral character, I mean, you know, or, you know, you know, how does she get there? It just seemed, it pissed me off in advance because it just seemed so unreasonable.
You should have stayed in Omaha, kid. Yeah, Tree Hill, little. Yeah.
It's going to get you. That fashion industry, it'll get you.
Oh, she has no idea there's this little vixen at work. Lee played that well. Did I tell you about my girlfriend? Did I tell you about my girlfriend? Did I mention my girlfriend?
My girlfriend's the reason I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
Did I mention?
Love that he came back and they offered him the job too before he could even ask for it. That
was
fun.
So great.
Yeah, it's nice to see Lee have some screen time. He just brightens my day whenever he's on camera. Mm-hmm.
I like that he's doing well at work. I like that he's being appreciated. I want to talk about Haley's work schedule because I loved the haiku. I loved that scene. Brooke storming in, taking the wallet and the sunglasses.
That was funny.
But the haiku came so fast and it was so clever and it was delivered so well. I loved the haiku. And I was like, is she only teaching one period a day? Because in our timeline, she's like at home in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like, she's too good of a teacher to waste on one
Brooke's
period
Brooke's making
a day.
Capes, 10 capes in an hour. Haley doesn't have a job except one class.
Except she does. It's so confusing.
Yeah, Nathan happens to be everywhere all at once also somehow. So does Dan. We're all time. What difference does it make?
What is time?
What is time?
Do people have you write that haiku out? I feel like that's like a little Tree Hill soundbite that I've heard over and over again.
No, I actually completely forgot about it. I wish I was that sharp. I wish I had that kind of sense of humor, like really quick. You have that, Hill, like really quick. It's good.
A haiku. Mm-hmm. It's too many syllables to figure out.
No,
that's why I was dazzled by it. I was like, this is incredible. I love it.
Okay, we have a fan question from Grace. She says, have you ever noticed that Brooke and Sam have a similar moment like Karen and Brooke when Brooke moved into Lucas's room? Do you think Brooke is channeling what she wishes was done for her when trying to parent Sam?
Absolutely. I think that's sort of what we were talking about earlier, right? That they come from different sets of circumstances, but they both struggle with this feeling of not enoughness, from not being wanted, from being easy to leave by their parents.
Yeah.
And having Karen show up for Brooke in high school really shifted her self-worth. And I think that's part of the reason that Brooke and Haley talk so much about how Brooke and Sam are similar. How, you know, you'll say to me, I think you can get through to her.
Yeah.
And I like that Brooke keeps trying, that they can have these serious conversations, that she can try and fail in a moment like she does in the cafe when Sam says, that's my mom. And she has no idea what to say. How could you? You don't know how to be prepared.
How this isn't actually,
yeah, it's not actually your teenager. You don't know this kid very well. But she won't give up, and she figures it out. And so she goes, okay, if this wild child keeps leaving my home in the middle of the night and goes and sleeps in this car, I don't understand why, but I'll just meet her there.
Yeah.
That's how I'll show up.
Yeah.
You know, she figures out how to show up for someone who doesn't know how to ask for what she needs and who has no practice with people showing up for them. Mm-hmm. And offers a new way forward. And that's what Karen did for her. Karen offered her a home so she could stay in her community with her people,
yeah,
you know, finish high school her way.
And offered her boundaries as well. Mm-hmm. And not in a way that was containing. It was actually creating more freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you say it, kids need structure. Kids need it, but we need it even as adults. And there's this way, I think, that we're starting to see Brooke figure out how to show up for Sam and help raise Sam, also, in a way, helps Brooke raise herself.
Oh, the reparenting you do in your parenting is bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas. Because you realize all the stuff that you were told as a kid was too hard. Like the excuses you heard from grownups, like, this is too hard. Then you do it and you realize, no, it's not. This is actually like a joy to be this child's confidant. This is a joy to be this child's security. And it's reparenting yourself while you try, you know, to be dependable for these little animals. Mm-hmm. And I like seeing modeled behavior. I think that's really important with kids. Yeah. And so you see Nathan doing it in this episode. The drunk mom is the one that's like, let them sort it out on their own. But the problem is, a kid that's never seen it doesn't know what it looks like. So they can't sort it out on their own. So both Brooke and Nathan are modeling the behavior that they wished for. And it's, you know, it's effective on the kids that they're dealing with.
I love that. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Kids can't sort it out on their own. Did people not watch the first four seasons of our show?
We're not reliable at all.
Come on.
That is one of the hardest parts of parenting, I find, because I always felt like I was given so many answers. Like every time I had a problem, it was like, oh, here's exactly what you should do. And it kind of, eventually I started figuring out that as nice as it was, you know, well-intentioned, but parents aren't in our classrooms with us. They're not engaged with the students and the people that we are in the same way at that age. And the advice didn't always work. Almost hardly ever did it work. And I had to figure out my own way of doing it. And there was something about like the autonomy of that, that I try and give Maria that. Like, I'm here. I have ideas. If you want my opinion, I'm happy to give that to you. And of course, there's safety issues and things. You know, some things, there's always like a progression of where the line is for that. But I think it's important for kids to be able to have the space to experiment with trying to figure things out and fail. They have to try it and fail. Mm-hmm. And if you don't ever have an opportunity to fail, I don't know how you develop your character. I don't know how you learn. Because then it affects your confidence and your ability to decision make.
Because well, I love that Sam later. Got this one boundary, breakfast at 7, and just found the exact workaround.
She did.
Like, I'm following the rule.
Brilliant.
I took your advice. Yeah.
You weren't specific enough.
So good. That's such a teenage thing to do, too.
Anyway. It was perfect.
Let's spin a wheel, because Sophia's got to go.
I do. I got to jump.
You're going to have a hell of a day today.
It's going to be a great Saturday.
Get into it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
This is a good one.
Who is most likely to say I love you to a one-night stand?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
It's me. I did. And now I have a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Oh, yay.
Shit worked. He said it first. So.
He said it first.
It's me. I love love. That. I love love so hard.
I love you admitting that about yourself. And it makes me giggle because I realized that the first person who came to mind when we read the question for me was Bevan, but not like actual Bevan, like Bevan's character.
The character, yeah.
Because I could immediately see the scene and someone being like, thank you. You know, like just pure comedic gold.
Yeah.
But I love that the real life version of that led to all of this for you. That's
great.
The sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I loved that big oaf. Right away. I also love being impulsive, and I'm stubborn enough to commit to my impulsiveness for life. Love it. Hey, what do we have next episode? What happens next?
Season 6, episode 8. Our life is not a movie, or maybe.
Mm. What?
I don't think I know what that means, but I'm
I don't either.
Into it?
Sounds dramatic. All right.
Our life
guys.
Is not a movie, or maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, all right. Maybe. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, friends.
Thanks, everybody.
Love Bye. Y'all.
See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens. Drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard.
Mm.
Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift
for your loved ones, and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.